Cliff, we're going to talk later about adjuvant trastuzumab, but does the Oncotype DS assay have a role in patients with HER2-positive tumors?
Well, I think it comes back to the granularity of the data. I think that there certainly are some cases of HER2-positive tumors that have a low oncotype. And so if you weren't considering use of trastuzumab in the context of how we've tested it, it might matter. Since trastuzumab is almost exclusively going to be used with chemotherapy, I don't see the role for the oncotype testing right now. If you're using it to adjudicate a chemotherapy addition, and you've got a factor that boxes you into chemotherapy ready, I don't see why we would need it.
I think in the clinical practice, the way I see the Oncotype DX being used essentially is going to be not for the tumors that are smaller than 1 centimeter, because we don't have data from the validation studies for that patient subgroup, and for the most part, not for the patients with HER2-positive disease. So we're going to be with the patients with tumors greater than 1 centimeter or greater than 2 centimeters, which are HER2-negative.
Chuck?
I guess I would disagree a little bit with the notion that we wouldn't use it in the smaller tumors, because there were some there. We do know that some of those smaller tumors do recur, and that if you've got a situation where you're struggling with a decision to give chemotherapy, and I had a high recurrence score, even in a small tumor, I would add credence to that, because it would suggest that high recurrence score benefit patient is going to have a substantial relative risk reduction. It's hard to imagine that biologically a high recurrence score relative risk reduction is going to be less, and in high recurrence scores, it's very high. From our study, it's 75%. So they're getting absolute benefits that to me become meaningful. I mean, that's to me what you have to work back to is, what are the absolute numbers range that I'm dealing with here when I'm talking about my chemotherapy, yes or no? And if it's more than 1% or 2%, I think most of us are treating. When we get into that worrying about, are we sure there's not a 1% that I'm missing, I have a hard time with that whole idea that we should be even worrying about that subset of patients, because we haven't shown there's benefit to that degree in those patients yet.
Cliff?
Yeah, I don't disagree. I thought the question was among the HER2 positives, where the Herceptin decision is really...
No, the HER2, I agree with specifically.
But what about the HER2 positive, such as in the survey, ER positive tumors less than 1 centimeter? Not that Oncotype DX would be the end all, but it may be that in fact HER2 drives enough of the score that you're going to get a kind of intermediate or high score regardless, and so it's not going to be a useful determinant. But it is a population of patients, even the 1 to 2 centimeter ER positive. For example, there's a small number of patients that have low-grade ER positive tumors that are HER2 positive, even on repeat testing in FISH. So is it possible that Oncotype DX could be helpful in those patients? I mean, it would be interesting to
I think that's a research
that.
Question.
Hmm.